time now for your comments. We got a number of letters responding to my story about what people in Nebraska are looking for in a Supreme Court justice. Many took issue with Dan Goodwin, who said this.
The important thing is there is somebody that comes in, not only with a different perspective than what's already there, but also with a Christian perspective.
David Sapire of Houston asks, where is it written that Christianity confers superiority over other candidates? This burgeoning uber-Christian arrogance is divisive and potentially dangerous.
Dale Coperly writes, I like to think I'm a Christian too, but it revolts me to think of people praying that God will honor their political prejudices.
Many of you wrote to say how much you liked last week's StoryCorps feature in which bus driver Ronald Ruiz described how he helped an elderly passenger.
Lyle Rice of Redwood City, California writes, hearing this while driving to work reminded me how profound a simple kindness extended to another human being can be. I hope to keep that principle in my heart as I go through my busy life.
And now, some corrections.
This week we identified Roy Burns as a scientist at the University of Rochester. Burns actually works at the Rochester Institute of Technology.
In our story about a tentative agreement that could put National Hockey League players back to work, we said they went on strike. In fact, the owners locked out the players.
Many of you enjoyed my interview with singer-songwriter Paul Anka this week. But for those who got the impression that Paul Anka wrote the entire song My Way, listener Barry Rain of Altadena, California points out what Anka actually did was write the English lyrics to a French song. So voila, here's a snippet of the original song sung His Way by Claude François, the man who wrote the music.
And now, to go with that music, a little French bread. Our story about the best bread in Paris was unappetizing for one listener.
Another listener pointed out it was the Americans who beat the French in this year's World Cup of Baking in Paris.
This is Mike Slowey from Franklin, Tennessee. Only the French and the gullible Americans would blather on about how absolutely wonderful their bread is. Personally, I prefer a hearty whole grain bread with some flavor rather than that rock-hard crusted styrofoam the French have foisted on the world under the guise of a gourmet experience.
Another listener pointed out that it was the Americans who beat the French in this year's World Cup of Baking in Paris.
It's a French competition in a sense. There was a huge amount of pressure on them. I mean, there was a lot of pressure on every team, but for them, I think they were really out to kill this year.
Jeff Yankelow is proud that the American team placed first in this year's contest. We caught him as he was heading out the door to teach a class on sourdough bread at the San Francisco Baking Institute.
So I think we always try and push the limit on flavor and fermentation, which is really the key to making bread.
As always, we welcome your comments.
You can write to us by going to npr.org and clicking on the Contact Us button. Please say where you live and tell us how to pronounce your name.